Massive areas of the Klamath National Forest burned in Siskiyou County in the tough 2014 fire season. While the ground was still warm, the forest staff set out the West Side Fire Recovery Plan, a plan for forest recovery that involved taking out some of the fire-damaged timber, among other activities. Just last week, the forest supervisor entered the record of decision confirming the plan and the adoption of the preferred alternative, which includes salvage logging, hazard tree removal, tree replanting, and road building and maintenance. 3 days after the supervisor's move, opponents filed suit in federal court. We'll hear several views in this hour in turn, beginning with Ann Forrest Burns, who is the vice president of the American Forest Resource Council based in Portland, a timber industry group. Ann, thanks for joining us again on the Jefferson Exchange. Ann Forrest Burns, you there? Okay, we're going to have to get her back on the line, but let me give you some basic descriptions of what's going on with the Klamath National Forest. 183,500 acres of Klamath National Forest burned let's try it again. Okay, is she on there? Ann Forrest Burns, you there? Wait, let me get this way. One more button bush. Ann Forrest Burns, you there?
Jeff, can you hear me?
Yes, okay. Well, the mistake was on our end. Sorry about that. Okay, got it cleaned up now.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so as long as I was giving the numbers, let me go ahead and give them a little further. 183,000 acres of Klamath National Forest land burned. We're talking about logging taking place on 5,570 acres of that of the forest through ground-based skyline and helicopter. So so obviously some logging taking place. Let's get your sense from the timber industry about what has happened thus far, particularly in the context of the fact that just last week we got the record of decision, 3 days later the lawsuit against it. What was the timber industry hoping for from the West Side Fire Recovery Project?
Well, we were hoping for more rapid movement by the agencies. This one got pretty caught up in consultation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which, you know, is appropriate, but it would have been nice if it had moved faster, because if there is going to be any financial value from the timber, it needs to come off the ground early. This was burned in August and September of 2014, and they just are today advertising timber sales. So a year is optimal for salvage harvest, and we're well beyond that now.
All right. I was going to ask you if there's a point at which the you just kind of write it off. It's like if it's been 2 years or more, you just say, forget it. That timber's not going to be worth anything to us.
Well, obviously, you wait and see what the bids are at the bidding table. We'll see who comes to the table now as these things go forward, and who has capacity at their mill. The private landowners, of course, got after this right away, and so those logs are in the mills now.
All right, so that's an interesting perspective to have here. There is obviously private land, particularly in parts of the Klamath National Forest, where there's a checkerboard effect, where the sections are alternating, so it's a square mile of Forest Service land and a square mile of private land. And you say that there's been a lot of logging already on the private land?
Right. My figures are about 21,000 acres of private land were burned. I don't know how much of that has been salvaged or post-fire harvesting, but I have 162,000-plus acres of National Forest System lands that were burned, and somewhere between 3 and 4% of that will now be subject to post-fire harvest treatments.
Okay, so where are the mills that that benefit from salvage logs coming out of this area?
Mostly Northern California. We have members in Northern California. Unfortunately, our member, Rough and Ready Lumber Company in Cave Junction, which might have bid on these sales, has already gone out of business for lack of logs.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that. Would it have been a fairly long haul for Rough and Ready, though? I'm just curious if they would have had to come back out to Interstate 5 to be able to get back over.
I don't know whether they would have been at this bidding table, but this would have been part of a wood basket that would have fed into the availability of timber. My members are always in competition with one another, and obviously hauling is a part of the equation. But if there's, you know, if there's nearby timber, that keeps people from having to go far afield to bid against one another.
Not that anybody ever wants a fire, but salvage must represent an opportunity for the timber industry.
Well, it's a poor opportunity. Our interest is much more in the forest being reforested rapidly and appropriately, because my members are in this for the long haul. They're third and fourth generation owners. They're mostly family landowners. They built their mills on the strength of the availability of timber from public land. And when the public land is not managed, it's not treated appropriately, that diminishes the horizon for their children and their grandchildren and for the children and grandchildren of their employees. We're very concerned. We're very concerned about the potential of this land to reburn if it's not salvaged and reforested. It's very clear when you have a fire that it gets into last year's fire, the 5 years ago's fire, because that dry material is there on the ground and ready to burn. So not to salvage and reforest quickly represents a continuing risk for the next year. As we know, these fires come year after year and wave after wave, and every time they're burned, the soils are damaged yet again. A couple of burns pretty much creates a moonscape that it's going to take Mother Nature, hundreds of years to be able to reforest.
But if stuff has burned already, I mean, what's the likelihood that it's going to reburn?
That's a very high likelihood that it's going to reburn.
Are we talking about new growth, though, like shrubs that come
in? No, we're talking about snags and standing dead trees that are not taken off the landscape. That's one of the big advantages of creating these fire-safe areas, by reducing the risk by taking standing dead trees off and taking them out of the woods.
All right, we're talking about the West Side Fire Recovery Project in the Klamath National Forest with Ann Forrest Burns, who's the Vice President of the American Forest Resource Council based in Portland. We'll take a short break. We're going to continue with Ann, and then we'll get some other perspectives on the recovery project plan as we go through this hour. So stay with us. You can join us by phone or by email, 800-838-3760 on the phone. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Back to talk more about the Klamath West Side Fire Recovery Project on the Jefferson Exchange in a minute five. Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We're spending this hour talking about the West Side Fire Recovery Project in the Klamath National Forest. Talk of rehabilitating the land burned more than 183,000 acres in the 2014 fires. So there are plans for salvage, logging, hazard tree removal, replanting, and a number of other activities. We are talking right now with Ann Forrest Burns, who is the Vice President of the American Forest Resource Council in Portland. Ann, what is the general response from the AFRC and the timber industry members to the lawsuit filed immediately after the record of decision was filed?
Well, we're still reviewing that complaint. Obviously, it's interesting that it was against the National Marine Fisheries Service rather than against the Forest Service or the Fish and Wildlife Service, that were the two agencies that were principally involved in this. I'm not sure what that means. Perhaps your next guest can tell you. Certainly, it's disappointing the amount of local support and involvement that there was in this project. The project was scoped initially for public comment in October of 2014. It's been through a lot of processes. The Siskiyou County supervisors passed resolutions in favor of it. Two local collaboratives worked on it with the Forest Service. There's a great deal of local knowledge on the ground, understanding people who live there, who understand the area, who understand the impacts of the Forest Service's plans, are fully in support of this. They might have wished for more harvesting. They might have wished for more treatment in the WUI, whatever. There, obviously are always people, always wishes that you didn't get. But it's really disappointing that with the amount of local support and local knowledge that went into this, that it's being challenged with a challenge against NOAA rather than dealing with the Forest Service, making the compromises that the Forest Service made.
I see that your organization has a consultant based in Weed, and I have to wonder if he was in the woods while they were essentially still smoking to try to scope out some potential areas that the timber industry could take a look at.
No, I think he was probably in the woods trying to help put out the fire and looking at things that way.
All right. What do you know about board footage that's available from these salvage areas? I mean, we have acres at 5570. But I don't see board footage.
I also have acres. As far as I know, no one from any of my organizations has cruised any of this timber, and I don't have the statistics on the three timber sales that went up today. I know they're up, but I don't have, you know, the focus has been on acres of treatment. The Forest Service has been focusing on that. The economic component is a very minor aspect of this, so I don't have those.
And you say three timber sales went up today?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't had a chance to see those. What hope do you hold out, Ann, that the lawsuit will get pushed aside, or something will happen to allow the timber industry to get some wood out of the West Side Fire Recovery Project area?
Well, under the federal law, the agency's decisions are entitled to great deference. Clearly, the Forest Service and the consulting agencies came to an agreement, and I would hope that the federal courts would allow this to go forward in a rapid fashion, in order to do what's best for the land and to do what's best for the wildlife. Otherwise, we're going to sacrifice some more important wildlife habitat.
All right.
Or the owl.
Okay. All right. Ann Forrest Burns is the vice president of the American Forest Resource Council. She is based in Portland and one of several guests today to talk about the West Side Fire Recovery Project. Ann, thank you for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff. It's always a delight to be with you.